Welcome to PCM Wandsworth's podcast, Just the Word. Recordings from our Sunday services. No announcements, no praise and worship, just the word. Today we join guest speaker, Reverend Sharona Barracks, on the theme, Give God Your All and Prove Me, based on scripture from 1 Kings verse 17. This service was held on the 26th of June, 2022.
Hallelujah! Bless the name of Jesus. This morning I must greet the priest of the house, Reverend Andrew Dwyer. God bless you, man of God. I must greet his wife over there also, Deaconess Dwyer. Praise the name of Jesus. I must greet Reverend Chang, Light Brigade All, Light Brigade Lorna, all the ministers, all the wonderful saints of God, and the crew from Will's End. God bless you. Praise the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Today, I must say, I am really feeling welcome. Yes. When I am in Jamaica and going places to preach, you will have some persons that go with me. Yes. Thanks be to God, I'm not alone. That's right. Because Wilson is here also with me. Yes. And I feel like I am in my own church. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. I must say that there are times when you will go to a visiting church, it just feel as if, you're not really visiting. You don't feel the connection. But I feel Jesus in this place. When Rev took me around this morning and was giving me sightseeing, I was just saying, whoa, this must be God. And anybody without no apology, this is me. Anybody that's saying that this is not God, you're a hypocrite. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Without no apology. That means you don't know who God is. You don't know what God can do. You don't know the presence of God. Because in his presence, there's fullness of joy. And when I walk in here this morning, I feel joy. At his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Oh, what fellowship divine. I am his, you is mine. I am his, Jesus is mine. Fellowship. I could feel the fellowship this morning. We are one. The church is one foundation. This morning, I want to take you over to the book of 1 Kings 17. Greetings coming to you from Jamaica. Amen. Yes. The seven churches that I pastor, supervise, and the church that I pastor. Can you put this on the rim? Can I feel the heat? Yes. Feeling the heat. You know, when you have flesh. Yes. When you have flesh and you're into these uniform, I can tell you. Bless the name of the Lord. So I bring greetings from Pentecostal City Mission, Southside. And my topic to you today is give your all and prove me. Yes. And I'm going to put in the three-letter word, the big man that sits at the control tower. Yes. Give God your all. Yes. And prove him. I can say to you before I even go into the word, I feel my value when I come to England. I feel what I am worth. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Somebody saw me on the convention the other night in Leytonstone. Yes. And they say, Barracks, me never knew you there in England. Me say, England make for everybody, in it? England make for everybody who want to come to England. But I know why they say, Barracks, I didn't know you was in England. Because I was like a Elijah. Yes. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. I was in my laudable situation. I was in a state that nobody recognized me. Nobody saw me. But thanks be to God, somebody on the other side saw me. When I was sinking, somebody rescued my soul from the grave. Somebody prayed for me. And I am here, the
third time in England. The third time. Not the first time, but the third time. When you give God your all, he elevates you. I am one of them, if it's not one, that come to England 2 times less than 6 weeks.
Come on, no, come on.
All because of God. And let me calculate it. I came here 2018, the 23rd of May.
All right.
Which was a Labor Day in Jamaica. And I left here the 6th of July.
Yeah.
Go back to Jamaica. And by the 22nd of October, the same year, just shortly, I was back here. They saw me sitting convention. They saw me working convention. But by the time you look, whoops, I am out of here.
That's the God we serve.
That's the God we serve. That's the God when you give him your all. He elevates you. He allows your enemy to become your footstool.
That's right, Pastor.
Turn your Bibles with me.
To the text.
As I declare to you what God has laid on my heart for you today, Wandsworth. I am feeling good in the house today. I am feeling good in the house. Good moderating. I went around there to tell that little sister that do the alabaster box. Yes, I went and give her a hug.
Yeah.
And I said, you tap into a part of my message. But that's when we are on one accord.
Yes.
The songs will flow for the right time.
Yes.
Oh, bless the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So we are going to look at Elijah. And the scripture I've already read, but I can put it back on the screen, Sister Briscoe.
Yes.
As I do my summary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before who I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain.
All right.
I want to say to us as ministers, when we preach, practice what we preach, remember what we preach. When we prophesy, remember what we prophesy. That's when our back is against the wall. We can remember as Elijah did. Elijah prophesied that there will be no rain, no dew.
Yes.
And that happened for 3 long years. But listen to what happened. I am going to take you down over to where it started. God said to Elijah, remember Elijah was this little man that slay of 450.
Yes.
False prophet.
Yes. Come on,
no. False prophet.
Yes.
But there was one little Jezebel woman.
Yes.
My God, it don't have to take 450 woman to destroy a man. One little Jezebel. But when you give God your all, when you trust in God, Jezebel are here by any one of them, you shall stand and see the salvation. So Jezebel was after Ahab, was after Elijah. But when you give God your all, when you trust God, when you put your confidence in God, he will protect you, he will secure you, he will guide you, and he will prosper you. So he sent Elijah. Said, listen, I know Jezebel is after you. And I know you preach that there will be no rain. So no water not coming. That means it's desolate time. It's desert time. Because not even a Jew. So God said to Elijah, listen, get up and go by the brook of Cherit. The brook of Cherit was before Jordan. So you know everybody sing, I want to go to heaven when I die. If you hear Jordan roll. No, Jordan not up there. Jordan is right down here and hurt. So if you want to see Jordan roll, go and go pay your fear and go look for Jordan River. Because God sent Elijah above Jordan. Because God want to prove him. God never sent him beside Jordan or into Jordan. Because Jordan was ever flowing. God said, go to the brook of Cherit and stay there. Elijah didn't carry anything. The Bible didn't say he pack a suitcase. The Bible didn't say he carry any bag. But he journeyed unto the brook of Cherit. And the Bible say he stayed there. And God provided. The food came to Elijah. is from the beak of an unclean animal. Remember, Elijah was preaching about clean and unclean.
Yes.
But yet for all, God make a way that the beak of the unclean animal, the Bible says raven.
Yes.
In our language, in Jamaica language, we say John Crow.
Yes.
Yeah. And when people say your favorite John Crow must stay good.
No.
John Crow not look good.
No.
Yeah. And John Crow not eat nothing decent.
No. Come on.
John Crow have to eat it when it's gone off, real rotten. So if it's fresh, you not see John Crow, that's not John Crow job. But anytime it start to stink, that's when drunk will turn up. So if you have some stinking situation today, give it to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
So Elijah gets feeding. Oh, glory to God. From the beak of a drunk crow. Elijah has to put away his traditional tides and ideas of unclean and clean. Put that aside. Sometimes we make tradition come in our way to stop us from giving our all to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I come against tradition this morning in the name of Jesus. So Elijah put tradition aside. Because if you never eat from the drunk crow, you would have dead for hungry.
Yes, come on now.
Yes, you can't stay there. I remember on mission field out there in Jamaica, there was a light brigade that was pastor in a church.
Yes.
And when the church shut down on her, it was their custom not to eat from unsaved people because they are unholy. They are not holy. But it was an unsaved that came and saw her and said, Lighty, how you look so? Because Christians never see it. And when it's a Lighty, but me can't throw water in your collar, boy, me not like how you look. The unsaved. And the unsaved run to the shop, buy a tin of mackerel and get a little rice and go steam it and give Lighty that Lighty could have heat and go preach gospel again. So it doesn't matter, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you give God your all, God ordain and sustain who to feed you. It doesn't matter whether it's an unsaved or it's a prostitute. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. It doesn't matter. Give God your all. So Elijah put away clean and unclean things. Because if he didn't do that, he would die for starvation. Through this incident, God teaches Elijah to emphasize the spirit of the law before the spirit, before the letter of the law. So Elijah has to emphasize what he preached, what he have gone through, and trust God with the Holy Spirit to give him the rest of direction. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. The law before the letter of the law. The law you obey. The spirit, God doing everything for you. Mm-hmm. I say it again, the law of the letter is what you obey.
Yes.
And the law of the spirit, God doing everything for you.
Yes.
In verse 7, Elijah stays by the brook until it dries.
Right up.
God said, go by the brook.
Yes.
Sometimes God give us a direction.
Yes.
And we get up and move before God even speak again and get ourselves in trouble. But God said to Elijah, stay by the brook. So the river come in the morning with bread in the beak and meat in the claw, and he give the servant of God. And I think when the drunk will come, he say, eat man of God. Yes, when he let it go, he said, eat man of God. Elijah didn't have no carrot juice, no sour sap juice. So he went by the brook and he took up water from the brook and he drank from the brook. Whatever the meat was, I don't know. But drunk when you go supermarket, go buy meat. Drunk when you go restaurant and say, sell me 5 pounds of meat, because the man of God want meat. Whatever the meat was, and not in a plastic bag nor file paper. If John Crow couldn't grip it,
he'll bring it.
So whatever it is, the man of God was fed by the John Crow. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. So he stay at the brook until the brook dries up. That was the start of the drought he had predicted. That was the start of the drought that Elijah preached about. Because the brook dry now. God will test you now, church. You preach it, live it, practice it. And Elijah did. He does not pray. He does not pray for rain. When the brook dry, he could not lift his hand and say, Father, send rain. Because he preached already. And the word of God shall not return unto him void. But it must accomplish what it has sent to do. So Elijah said, 3 years, not even drew nor rain. So when the drought came, he couldn't go back again. Go pray and ask God for rain. We cannot go back on our words. So that was the beginning of drought. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. He keeps the purpose of God first, even when it affects him. When you give God your all, church, keep the purposes of God first, even when it affects you, even when your back is against the wall, even when you are in desolate places, put God first.
Put him first.
Hallelujah.
Put him first.
No second place for God. Listen, 8 and 9, Zarephath, a gentle city, is in the general region of the wicked queen Jezebel. You see where Elijah was? Right in the queen Jezebel territory. And she could not even see him. Church, when God hide you, I'm hiding you now. When we sing, say, hide me under the blood. Hide me under the rock. The devil can't come under the blood. So if you hide under the blood, you will hide. If you hide under the rock of ages, you will hide.
Yes.
Rock of ages, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from his wounded side which flow. I have seen the double cure.
Glory.
Hallelujah. When you're in the blood, you must see transformation taking place. So he was close to the wicked queen Jezebel. Elijah entering the enemy territory. Listen, after God tell him now, Elijah, man of God, move from the brook now. The brook is dry. You see, when God making preparation for you, it is well made. Some people would like to detour you from off your blessing that God have in store for you, or what God have made up for you. I must say, from I come to England, this trip, my God, it looked like I'm more official than I see. I was telling a minister last night, they called and said, Rev, how you spending your time? We say, what you want to know? If it good, because certainly can, but it good till it can good no more. I am enjoying myself so much. She said, Rev, I know you are loved. I said, yes, I am loved. I am loved. I am loved by God. The radical reverend is loved by God because it's just me. I was saying to her last night that, sis, I never eat fish in all my life. So yet, every day, it's just fish, 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 fish. So I say, fish give protein. I mean, full of protein. Oh, God. And I was giving God thanks. Because you know why? I don't shame to talk my testimony, you know. There were days when I couldn't buy fish. There were days when I used to send my children and the shopkeeper know exactly what them come for. Because they may never talk it out because sometimes they feel embarrassed. And the shopkeeper said, just give me the bag. I know what mommy sent you for. And at the same set of menu, I come every day, 7 days a week. But I give God my heart. And my menu was £2 of rice, big jilla hail, £1.50 of chicken back. That was my menu. 7 days a week.
All right.
Sunday to Sunday. I remember going to church on Sunday to preach. And when I come home, nothing to eat. Sometimes I have to leave the kids at home. Not because I want to leave them, but there was no breakfast to give them. And I don't want nobody to have nothing over me. So I said, sleep until mommy come. I mean, when they're not going to knock up next door neighbor, I say stay in the house. If anything, run a church. So me say, because first time things used to run a church, a sister would talk to God on your behalf. And God answer them. And they will come and say, Barracks, hold this. Yeah. Nobody no see. Because some people love to give things, make people see. Sometimes it was just a handshake. Shake my hand, sister. And then something let off in your hand. But I remember sometimes as I open the door, my children would go like this. Mommy. I'm saying. Sign language. Nothing. Nothing today. But I remember that particular evening. A young man passed. And he said, Pastor, me a come for dinner today now. Me say, mm-hmm. Yes. And I hear a spirit say, just go fry up some scallion and thyme. Yes. Because you know, when God give you some remedy, yes, that's nobody, now if you have nothing over your rev. Yes. So I put the dust pot on the stove lighty. And I put the thyme, because you know thyme carries sweet aroma. Oh God. Sweet aroma. And I drop the scallion in a little tip of water. And I rockle the pot cover, because next door neighbor cook too. Next door neighbor cook. So the woman of God must cook. And I rockle up my pot cover, church. I'm talking about giving God your all, you know. And I cover down my pot cover. And I tie my scallion and take the smell. And I hear somebody pass again. I say, what, pastor? Your pot smell good, man. Me, I come for dinner. And me say, really? He say, yes, man. 1 hour time. Me, I go up and come back. And God allow Light Brigade log. Yes, she have a big carrot juice because her husband a fisherman. So them cook fish and rice and peas and carrot juice. And as she was about to lift the pot cover, Lighty says she hear a voice say, member Barracks. She's also a prayer warrior. So she said, yes, Holy Spirit, when I'm done, I will go pray for you. By the time she dipped the pot and the spoon, Lighty said, there was a stern voice. Share the food and go give Barracks. And her children, they all need it. And she said, she share out before everybody else. And run, come up on me, bang, 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 bang on the door. And I say, who is that? I'm me, Lighty. Come. Me can't tarry. Come take this because God bad me up a while ago. When me look carrot juice in a one hand, fish separate, chicken in a one hand, rice and peas and vegetable. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Hey. Hallelujah. Hey. In the heart of that, while I was sharing it for me and my kids, I hear the spirit say, the young man will say, ma come for dinner. He ma come. And when I share what for him, when I put it on long after, I hear him come and call and say, Pastor, you left the food for me. I say, yes, man. He said, God see, I know me, I have no dinner today. When you give God your hand, he supply for you that you can supply somebody else.
That's the God we serve.
That's the God we serve. So when the brook dry up, God said to Elijah, get up now. Time to move from your brook. You must know when to move from your brook. Church, know when to move from your brook. Some people sit down in their wallet too long. Sit down in a self-pity too long. But give them all to Jesus. And he will turn your sorrows into joy. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. God said to Elijah, get up now, my son. Journey now.
Yes.
I am going to send you to a place named Zarephath.
Yes.
A widow woman is there to sustain thee.
Yes.
Some of us love to ask God questions because we know the Bible says we must take care of the widow.
Yes.
Right? So probably Elijah must say, widow woman.
Yes.
But God say,
go.
A widow woman is there to sustain thee. Widows were known for their poverty. In the ancient world.
Yes,
a poor people them because husband dead left them.
Yes.
They don't have the body
to
work and do anything for them. When he is rejected, when they are rejected by his own or their own people. Jesus used this example of Elijah coming to the widow of Zarephath as an illustration of God. Right to people. to draw people unto himself. God uses it as an illustration to let you know that the poor he at heart. And it's not just the rich must come, but the poor must come also. The poor he have at heart. So some person don't have no need for the poor because they have nothing to give. But you can be poor financially, but you're rich in qualities. You're rich in character. You're rich in ideas. You're rich in a lot of things. So don't count the poor out. So Elijah reached to Zarephath. See a woman gathering stick. That is a sign, you know. The woman that God sent you to. You see her outside. A pick up stick. In her over there, we just said, no, sir, I'm in the wrong place. Stick? That means the lady don't have no gas stove. She don't have no electricity. So you see her outside, a pick up stick. Yeah, that was a sign of real poorness. But guess what? The man of God, the man of God said to the woman, probably we might say, hello, how you doing? Wallip attacking. But Elijah was journeying from far. He's tired. He's hungry. He's exhausted. He's thirsty. So a man of God said, fetch me a little water. A little water, I pray thee. Then you remember, say, I come from far, so the belly empty.
My God. Yes.
And he said, bring me a muzzle of bread too.
Yes.
Remember, this woman is gathering stick, Rev.
Yes.
Remember, this woman is a widow.
Yes.
Is a poor person.
Yes.
Then him asked you bread. I can't understand with the water. Because person can't give you a whole water for drink. But when there's nothing in the house, how can you give her your asking for bread?
Yeah.
How can this man of God turn up at my place and asking me for bread?
Amen.
My God, in 15:16, the woman said, as God liveth.
My God.
Because you have to use this expression to make people understand and know see a truth attack.
Yes.
So if she just said, boy, I don't have it. But she said, as God liveth, I don't have it. I am gathering stick as you can see. I have a handful of meal and a little cruiser oil. I am going in to dress it and eat it for me and my son. And she said, after we done heat, me are going to lie down and dead. Because nothing more. Rock bottom that. Nothing more. But when you have faith in God, when the man of God turn up and tell you say, to do that, you must obey, because the man of God or the woman of God represent Christ, and God already command them and tell them what to do. God said to Elijah, I have commanded the widow woman to sustain thee.
My God.
Sustain means to keep thee. So he was going to be there for all long, nobody knew. But God commanded the woman to sustain the man of God. You could have widow so till. You could have poor so till. The man of God, God said, you have to keep him.
Yes.
Anything you eat, that he will go eat.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. And you say you are dead, but me say life. Because when the family of God come together and pray, things do happen.
Yes.
So the widow obeys in faith, and immediately, it never take tomorrow.
No.
It never take a hereafter.
No.
Immediately, she was rewarded.
Yes.
Because Elijah heat,
amen,
and she heat,
yes,
and her son heat,
yes,
and Elijah went up into the loft of the upper room, and that a real upper room. Him go up the upper room and him seek the face of Jesus. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Light in the man seek the face of Jesus. Because remember now, we know at the last them just eat. No leftover wasn't there.
No
scrapings was not there.
Nothing left.
Everything empty. So now is the time to go into your upper room and seek God. Stretch out before God.
Yes.
Oh God. And this was what happened. after the family was fed.
Yes.
God used her as a channel of supply.
Amen.
Will you be a channel of supply today, church?
Yes,
for God. They have food every day from that.
Yes.
And God used her as a channel of supply.
Yes.
And her needs are not as a result of because she was sin, or because she was grateful to God, or because she worshiping God. It all comes through the man of God.
Yes.
Obedience and faith.
Yes.
The Bible said, if you are obedient, then you shall reap the good of the land. Obey God, church, and you shall reap the good of the land. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Look what happened again, because it's not always nice and dandy, you know. When you're serving God, you have tunnel figure through.
Yes.
But behind every dark cloud, behind every head of the tunnel, there's a silver lining.
Yes.
So go to your desert. Go to your wilderness. Go to your tunnel. Because there's a God that is waiting for you. You don't have to cross Jordan alone.
Oh. Amen.
This was what happened after the woman gathered up oil.
Yes.
And gathered surplus. Elijah said, go borrow vessel. Come, you know, see nothing we are having I can't contain. Somebody sing, God, you bless me too much. I say, you can't contain. I say, you better contain. I say, you better contain. So Elijah said, go get vessel, man. Because, you know, I have not much in here, so I can't store it. And she went and she borrowed vessel. The whole community was supplied. Oh God, when God bless you, it's not just for yourself, but He bless you for everybody as long as your hand can reach.
Yes.
Don't keep the blessing to yourself. So here comes double trouble. Double trouble. After they eat, and the man of God was up in the upper room, seeking God, talking to God, because God knows the dilemma will come. Because remember, the lady did say, when them don't eat, them are go dead. What you speak over your life had that happen. So the little boy eat, and death was coming. And death surely came. The woman's son died. The death of her son is a double blow to this widow. Not only does she suffer as any other mother who loses a child, but she also suffer as one who lost her only hope for the future. Remember, it's our only son. Our only son. She guaranteed that this young man would grow up to take care of her. Because remember, her husband died and she's a widow. So her hope was in this boy, that he would grow up and maintain his mother, and he died. My God, he died. And this was what the woman say. This was what the woman say unto Elijah. The expectation was that she didn't expect this to happen. But this was what the woman said. Do you come here to torment me? The same man of God will just feed you. Church, we go through these things.
Yes.
Leaders, we go through these things.
Yes.
Just feed some people.
Yes.
And they ridicule you.
Yes.
Then take off your head.
Yes.
My God.
Yes.
It's happening from Bible days coming on, you know.
Yes.
You just put them up. You just give them somewhere to live.
Yes.
And then take off your head.
Yes.
Then talk the worst thing about you.
Yes.
My God. So the woman said, do you come here to torment me? Do you come here to bring my sins back before me? Why do you come to plague me with my sins?
Yes.
And she didn't say that before the man of God supplied the food. Because nothing was going on more than she said, when we don't eat, we are dead.
Yes.
So everything was okay.
Yes.
Some people love it when it is okay.
Yes.
Some people love it when it is good.
Yes.
But the moment it starts to turn bad, they start to blame you when it's not even you.
Yes.
But give them all to Jesus.
Yes.
Give them all to Jesus.
Yes.
So the expectation is shattered.
Yes.
And she blamed Elijah.
Yes.
And moreover, she blamed herself too, because she said probably the memory of her sin.
Yes.
But in verse 19, going down, Elijah prays with great intimacy. When you're seeking God, when there's trouble in your life, you seek God with great intimacy, a personal relationship with God. Shut yourself out from others. And that's what Elijah did. Shut himself away from the woman. And go with intimacy with God. He brings this seemingly unexplainable, unredeemable situation. You hear what I said? It was seemingly unexplainable, irredeemable. What a situation. The boy dead. And him come because he believed his son alive. Yes. And him feed him as well God said, feed him. And he eat. So how the boy fi dead? God, how this fi happen? This is unexplainable. This is irredeemable. This is unseemly, God. How this fi happen? Why when me there, the brook me never dead? Why when the brook dry up me never dead? While I was journeying to Zarephath? Talk to me, God. And you're going a deep remorse with God. So he take the situation before God. In prayer, since he know, this is it for your church. Since he know that God led him to this widow woman, when you know God sent you, when you know that you know that you know, oh hallelujah, oh hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So when you know that God sent you to this widow woman, Elijah asks God to remedy the situation. God, remedy this. Are you send me? Are you send me over Zarephath to the widow woman? God, deal with this. Church, God love when we speak to him with authority. Because he has not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. So when situations come upon you, God, deal with that. Oh, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Mighty God. This case not belong to me, God. Me not have no money, God, at your case. The debtors are coming on me, God, at your case. Landlord coming, God, at your case. Yes. Jesus. Yes. So Elijah said, God, remedy this situation. Yes. And immediately, the Bible say, I know I give light to a particular verse where I was stopping, but this morning, God said, finish it. Yes. So, may I finish it? Yes. So immediately, after God remedied the situation, Elijah called for the boy. And the boy was up in the upper room too. And it's not like nowadays where people put everything funny. Yeah, put everything funny, that's brothers and brother can't sleep on the same bed. Because of your mind. It's not like nowadays where sister can't sleep on the same bed. And you know, put a stigma to it. The blood of Jesus against that. The Bible said Elijah stretched himself over the boy 3 times. And I believe, in my opinion, Elijah was saying, all hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth, bring forth, bring forth, bring forth the royal diadem and crown them. Crown him Lord of all. Hallelujah. 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 Radical situation need radical prayer and radical saying. You can't have debt on your hand and you are saying, Lord, I come to you. Jesus, you are the resurrection and the life. Though he were dead. Makundala Bahaya. Though he were dead, yet shall he live. Life, 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 life. So Elijah called for the boy. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what the scripture say. It's Bible we're talking about, you know. It's the book.
Yes.
And he stretched himself over the boy 3 times. And when I was getting myself ready this morning, the Spirit said, finish it.
Yes.
And I said, God, well, it could be. Because when we have some dangerous situation, city missionaries, we go down.
Yes.
We go down before God.
Yes.
And we all hail the power. Because anything down there, if you pull up, you know, man.
Yes.
It have to pull up.
Yes.
I was sharing in Wednesday last week. I was saying that some persons, they don't understand Bamsahui. So if you don't get it, no practice it. Because a lot of city missionaries, we don't know apology. They practice it. And they are not even saying it again. Because it was practice. But if God give it to you, you will constantly, you will have it inside of you. Hallelujah. I often say to God, God, what is Bamsahui? Lord, is it something that I must know or I must understand? And I pray, and I remember when I was a light brigade, I was facing some real tough times on the mission field. Because they know he's a Jamaican kind of man. Some things have to go. And when I was in my sleep, it was in my sleep, that the Lord said, use Bamsahui. I was praying. And some things was like it stand still. And I hear the Spirit of God say, Sebam Sahuri. And before I could I even say Bam Sahuri, I said, Lord, what is Bam Sahuri? Barracks is clearance. That's what the Lord revealed to me, deaconess. Mash it up. Clearance. Bam Sahuri means clearance. Any demon, every devil in me wear, Bam Sahuri. You have to know it.
Yes.
It's not something where you practice.
No.
You have to know it, then you can't say it. And it's something that is constant in you. When you get the revelation, it comes from God. Because the devil don't know that, you know. Because some people speak in tongues and the devil can't speak it.
Yes.
Yeah? Some people speak in tongues and the devil can't speak it. I hear some people. But the devil will talk back to me. Are you wanting to talk back to you?
Yes.
Yeah, man. Are you wanting to talk back to you? Me and no devil not talking.
No.
Me and no devil not sleeping.
No.
Me and no devil not walking.
Yes.
And I'm a friend. He not like me. I mean, not like him. And that is all right. That is the only person God permits you to hate. Yes. You and him have no conversation.
No.
When him approach you, you say, take away yourself because you must know the devil.
Yes.
Take away yourself.
Yes.
You're not welcome here.
Amen.
Not as one little banana leaf blow. You give God everything, you know.
Uh-huh.
But as one little banana leaf dip so. The banana leaf I praise God too. And you in your house and see the banana leaf I dip I praise God. The blood of Jesus. Well, Andy, something I move there so. You must know and identify. Everything some Christians take offense to.
Yes.
As they see one little paper blow from yonder come to their house. They say, I will send you.
Yes.
What do you mean? I breathe send him.
Yes.
That you can do little exercise and sweep up.
Yes.
That is where you get it in your yard.
Yes.
Oh, bless the name of Jesus.
Oh, no.
So he said, God, remedy the situation. And he did. Verse 23, and Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, see thy son liveth. It was a dead boy go up there. But God remedied the situation. And a live boy come out of the upper room. When you go to the upper room, you can't come out the same. If you go in the upper room as a liar, they must come out. Speaking the truth. If you are a deceiver when you got the upper room, you must come out truthful. Because some people lie bad and call themselves preacher. Liar. Watch this. Mary, when she take her alabaster box to Jesus, I saw the young lady. And when I see the little box, you know that little box of spikenard, the perfume.
Yes.
It's very costly. One heap of money feet. Here one little Judas from the corner. You know, I'm not dealing for the poor. You never do give nothing to the poor yet. Some people not give nothing. Some people tight so tail. Nothing at all, tight so tail. When you go to a doctor and doctor takes your blood pressure, your hand still fall up. Doctor will say, release your hand. The way are you tight? Doctor, I say, release your hand. You don't give away nothing. You're tight like vice grip. So the woman bring her perfume to Jesus. Because you see that Jesus is worthy of it. Oh God. And here the Judas when I can, and you can't sell this and give to the poor. And he might have no dealings with the poor. I himself him wanted for. Trickster in a church. I know that I'm live, but the live of here too.
Yes.
Trickster in a church.
Yes.
Genial in a church.
Yes.
Scammer. Then there.
Yes.
Yes. Then a sanctifier at all.
Yes.
When the people have throw them honest tithes and offering.
Yes.
You scam it.
Yes.
You scammer, you. I know where I am. I'm at Wandsworth in London.
Mm-hmm.
You call the people them tithes and offering. And you say we're doing church building fun. And not even a bag of cement go up on the church. The church now do nothing at all. Not even a window going on the church. And you collect church building fun. You're a thief. You need to give your heart to Jesus. Give your heart to Jesus. Give your heart to Jesus. And all your sorrows that you have will turn into joy.
Amen.
Here you see him when we are thief the people their money. And I big up yourself. I fat up yourself. I enlarge your business. And the sister would have come back to you and say, Pastor, you know, say hard time lick me, boy. Sister, me can't help you. You never done here the hard time yet. Boy, sister, me can't help you. Sorry, not today. Then I went. That day never come. Never happen.
It's all about you.
It's all about you. You don't give back to the community. You don't feed the poor. Not even a word of prayer to the very shut in your own church. You don't feed them no more. But God is going to judge you. Give your heart to Jesus. Give your heart to Jesus. You see where I am in Southside? When I said, I'm building. We mean a building.
Yes.
Reverend Chang went there.
Yes.
And that's not how Southside was. Southside was when I go to church. I sit in a little place. Yeah. And when the breeze blow, car everywhere open up.
Yes.
Yeah, man, the breeze blow. But when me wipe, Lord Jesus, you wanna have me face it wash for weeks. And my teeth are grind some little something because the sun. Yes. Yes. And when they call me for my time for people, just wipe up my mouth because sun on my mouth. And wipe up my face. And I go up there and I preach. And I said, I am not comfortable in this because the house of God must look good.
Amen.
And I say, I know no found around here, no garrison, no Dan man around here. We are take with people money. My Bible tell me, say, the wealth of the wicked laid up for mission on a barracks. So we go and build a church and we go and bring the money come. As I talk and I preach done, one done man send a man across the road. Pastor, the Dan, you might not know him, but him now show up. Say, if you ask you if you will take a couple of bags of cement
Me say, yes, man. So what will stop me? I him first the word reach, you know. The dance sent 15 bag of cement. Pan truck. 15 bag. And a tree I man them in send. If you lift them off and say, make pastor tell you where she want you to put them. And I them lift them and go pack them. Where them supposed to park. Because we never have no storeroom. I write from a little restroom. And we use the curtain and cover them down. And the man said, pastor, now what you say, man, nobody can take them away. Because there is nowhere to lock up. Nowhere to lock up. Yes. And I send and I ask for help. And windows put in. See my wheels and crew. Let me can't forget them at all. Yes, man. Three windows was donated. Glass window. Slide in. When God has set you up, he set you up good. When it reached the window, here some people and me and them don't have the blueprint. So pastor, you're going to put in some louver? I said, no, sir. Me said, no, sir. Me no want no louver window. Me said, me no want no glass window. Me no, what kind of window you're going to put in? Me said, when them go in, you will see them. And I am the only church and the first church in City Mission, Jamaica, if you put in sliding window. When you come to church, we just open the window, slide down. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. And we're having 11 sliding window. 11 of them. Bless the Lord. And my dear sister over here, my God, if we just lift up my head and say, listen, LB, because so we come and say, call her, you know, LB. You know, say, so said I belong, so and so and so. All right, no worry yourself, with me have you. From me here, say she have me, me good. Because right. From she have me, one's worth have me. Right. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And I get donation from Taunton Eat, one's worth and wills them. Three churches in England. Yes. And we tile our church. And we pee in church. Rev can't tell you. Yes. And light it come be a couple times. I just see the outside. We have a metal toilet. When I got it, it was a metal toilet. When you go in there, if you just pass the urine, you come out and sweat more than me, I sweat. And I said, this is embarrassing, Rev. Because people might think you're having a hard time in there. So I said, this not stay good. So that is how Barak's preach. If you don't preach, I make your face smile in that church. Something wrong. Yeah, man. And I say, God, you have to go remedy this. God, this not stay good. Yeah, you bring me here. And when Bishop Gail put me to the people, she said, I am the ambassador for Southside. So I say, me have the key. So I say, God, it's about you, man. It can't work, God. Can't work. Because when me go in them hot uniform, and come out, boy, me can't go in a church same time. Me have to fun and cool down. And God work it out. And meanwhile, I was doing the bathroom. God just said, you need a little office. Yes. A bathroom, I tell God about it, you know. Because I got to go see one little shower area and one little bathroom. And God expand it. Me go in and me well a rear butt. And get space. People ask me, how me get this space lighty? Yes. But when God send you, he make provision for you. And we have two bathroom rev. And we have a shower here. Yes. So that means if I stay over for Bible study and anything, me now have to go before the people them smelling sweaty. Me can go wash off. Me have my little office. Me have a nice kitchen area. Who could it be but Jesus? I never scam the people their money. I never scam the people money. Sometimes when people giving me money, they say, Rev, this is for you. You and you and you. Not for church. Because everything me get, me never know if they say I feel me. They find and say, Rev, this is yours. Me just got a hardware. And they say, Rev, you know I gave you some money the other day. That was for the church and that was for you. Me say, well, that gone. Gone to the hardware. But guess what? I have met up on Hiab during my journey. Yes. Building the church. Yes. My own co-workers. Yes. Own reverence. that said to me, said, Barracks, when you get money, you not spend for yourself. Me say, if it's safe for the church, how am I going to spend it? But Barracks, you know, no sense, man. That's why you're going to live in a poverty. Me, who and co-worker? They say, me, nah, take everything, put on church. Me have to spend for myself. And up to today, dear, for them church, all of that south side, far all of that south side, and grand upon the block. You know what is grand? Yes. Eh? Yeah, man, Maras, green and bush. Upon the block, them, the block, no rough cast, much less render, much less paint. And south side, paint in and out. Yes. Everywhere down the south side, you can't see no dry block. Because my honesty. Yes. Bring out the best of my policy in me. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And I live to see the same pastor come at my appreciation and say, boy, I give God thanks to Rev Barracks. Rev, you do it, and only you could have do it. Yes. I remember the pulpit that is there. We were there just operating for one little thing. And we say, God, this is south side, you know. The radical them people live down here. And when church over and I take me little seat and people want to talk to me, you see all the boy, they come up, out the cigarette, boy, pastor, me, I come talk to you, you know, and they just step straight up. Yeah. So by the time if you say hi, they reach up and rush them already. Yeah, man, because we don't have nothing to borrow them off. Everything in one. But when you have something to keep off intruders, yes, it will work for you. So I said to God, God, I need a pulpit. And I speak, but I need a pulpit. Here's some people. You know, me have one when me change out. But probably you have to go serve part because that means a duck answer eat, you know. Duck answer eat that. So you have to go serve that part there and make the... Just take it to a furniture man, and him will know what to do. Me take it to Jesus long time. Him said, take it to furniture man, me take it to Jesus long time. He was a carpenter. And then God allows somebody... was watching my life and I was preaching. And they never like all the drum set sound. One never like all the drum set sound because it was a hand-down drum set. Yeah. And the person said to me that, Rev, would you like a pulpit? When I said pulpit, I mean with railing and so forth. I said, thank you very much, worker. A worker in New York. I said, thank you very much, worker. And God talk to you, because me talk to God. And me and you never talk. Yes. But that is all right, deaconess. When you talk to God, God talk to others. Yes. You only need to talk to him. Yes. You only need to give him everything. Yes. And she said to me, just find out from a carpenter or a woodwork man how much to do it. And I called one of my very own who make pulpit in the mission. And the money went, tell me never stay good. My. So I said, Deeks, where we forget the money the farm? As somebody has sponsored me, so not because somebody has sponsored me, we are going to burn their pocket. Because I don't believe in that, you know. No. You must be considerable, man. Yes. One and wash the other. Then him said, then Rev, you don't need fee in a problem if a somebody has sponsored you. Me said, that's why me can't make you know where my brother come from, you know. Because you know, we burn down my bakery. Yes. So I tell them, don't let them know where your brother come from. They will burn down your bakery. Yes. Because if him cannot tell me now, say me not have to worry because I sponsor. Yes. So I just shut him down right away. Yes. Shut him down right away because I don't want my bakery run down because I want more bread. Amen. And him only once a while. At one time he want bread, you know. Yes. So there was a speaker came to my crusade in the same week. And I said to him, say, Rev, you know anybody in your region where the woodwork, where make pulpit and something? He said, see me here. He said, Rev, that's what I do. He said, yes. And him go for him book, and he show me some pulpit, and he show me some chairs, and he show me, I said, the man, something them look good. Yeah, you, so I said, Rev, how much will that charge me? He said, well, honey, man, before you reach the charge, and I saw we work, Rev, and I saw we work. Make me measure up first. And tell you what you want. Uh-huh. And immediately the man made up. And when he done, the man said, let me go check. If you see how much wood and how much tin and how much that cost. But he said, don't worry yourself, Rev. We are one in the gospel.
Yes.
And I am there to look after you. Not a city missionary, you know. Yeah. And when the reverend called me, and said to me that I am going to charge you 170,000. But Rev, you need 3 chairs. Because I like a short chair, when I see you sit down here, that's not good for your back. So he said to me, one of the chairs is 30,000. And the man give me one chair for $10,000. Wow. 30 God. For one. And he give me one chair for $10,000. Yes. And he make my pastoral chair with two other chair and the pulpit, and only cost $200,000. And my very own was causing me $350,000. 150 more than the outsiders. So we must shop around. We must shop around. 150 more in the charge. But church, I say this to say that when you give everything to Jesus, I close with saying the song man said, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything, not something, everything to God in prayer. Everything. He never said you'll only see sunshine. He never said there will be no more rain. Elijah preached for 3 years and it come to pass. But he promised you a heart full of singing. At the feet of Jesus, lay them down. Today is Youth Sunday. Youths, you too can give your heart to Jesus. I was baptized at the age of 10. I was sweetly saved at the age of 17. So you can't think about that. Baptized because light is say you have to baptize because you can't live in here and you're not baptized. So two me want some if you leave me, just go baptize. I baptized on a Good Friday morning. And I was the only one with them dip 3 times. Because when I go down the first time, my face no wet, they say only my head back wet. No wet on the front, no wet rev. And Deacon Faxon said, she not baptized yet, dip her again. And when me go to me stiff so like a float, me afloat. And I hear light, he says, she not dip yet, dip her. 2 men in the pool, dip her. And when I look up on Lighty, she said, if you do unbaptize, you don't know where you live. I just surrender everything. And this time, I never have to take it by force. I just go down nicely with them. The third time, 3 times. And I said I was rebellious, but look at me today. The vilest of sinner. The vilest of sinner who truly believe a moment from Jesus. Pardon receive. And I gave God my all at the age of 17. I have crossed some hot burning desert. I suffer it. Suffer it. I was married. I am one of them who married because the church sent me off you married. Yes. You find one little boyfriend and you talk to light and say you have you married. The heart not start love you but light and say you have you married. Because those days you have to do things for save for them skin. For save them. Yes, I'm telling the truth here today. Yeah. It was all about them, Rev, not us. So before you go out there and the church go say, but look, Pan Barracks, we live in a light yard. As you have a boyfriend, you have been married. The other day when I was looking about my visa and JP license and everything, and I go to the Register General and ask for a marriage certificate. And when I look on the here, I'm almost bald. 19. I'm married at the age of 19. And I meet the pangs of hell. I suffer it. Growing up 4 children. Thanks be to God. None of them has let me feel shame or embarrassed. They might not be walking or I am walking. But every now and then they remember. I remember my son was coming to church for a while. And one Sunday morning me and said, Mommy, you not ready yet? I said, boy, leave me alone. I stop. Rush me. And me alone I go to church. You know, so you think, when me go to the boy, ready, pastor. Ready, and him can play the music. And we have been there for a while without music. And the boy said to me, say, Mummy, I know you're alone here, thank God, you know. So I say, what God said? Yeah. Because when I said, I'm here from God. God said, I have given you a talent that you did not go to school for. And your mother need the music. So I'm saying, just get up and say, all right, God. He never say another word, and the boy be down ready before me. And come ask me if me not ready. And right through my crusades and Sunday service, I hear my play. Then he call the next person to come play the drum. When I'm friend. So they might not be walking as though we are walking. But encourage them, no man.
Yes.
Encourage them, not tear them down. Don't give up, man. Don't give in. Yes. And I suffered growing four children. I remember when I started pastoring church, I ordained 2006. 2006 as a worker. And 1 month after, I was promoted to pastor to go to Tapalbadi to preach. To pastor. 2 months after the 2007 February, I take on Lebanon. And I pastor Lebanon, coming from St. Thomas every morning. Going to church, sometimes I have to stay over. Sometimes my daughter have to go to work all the way in tax office, traveling from St. Mary. The other two have to go to Happy Grove High School, taking the Anatabe route to reach the school in the morning. And I said, God, you must have something in store for me. Gladly will I toil and suffer. Church, when I say I suffer it, I don't shame to tell you say I suffer it. But look at me now. Look at me now. Look at me now. I climb the rank from a worker to a light brigade to a reverend. And I'm walking with Jesus. Don't tell me what I used to be. Tell me what I am now. Now. Some people love to go back in your past. When Jesus already bring you past your past. I tell some people that they are garbage collector. Because my garbage will be threw away. And that you pick up Metropolitan not peer in you. Who appear you? The devil. Look from Barracks. Chang, you remember when Barracks did so? You remember when Barracks did so? That's the past. So me say, thank God me have a past that you can't chew on. You start chew on my past like a wriggling so. Eh? And when you reach on the road block, then when me leave, I was going to and bust them like blow you. Some people are like that. But don't be intimidated. Don't be scared. Some people, when they bring up your past, you just start to feel away. Square your shoulder. Lift your head up high. Smile again. Stand firm because you give it to Jesus. God bless you today, one's word. If I stay, you will preach all day. But God bless you today. And God keep you. And God let his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you. Oh, hallelujah. 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 I could not come to England and don't go without coming to one's word. Without coming to one's word. God ordained you here. It doesn't matter how you start. It's not the start we're talking about. It's about the finishing. Because some start not start good. But when you set up your foundation and you reach the middle, and you send down route, you know where you're going to finish. If you don't know where you're coming from, you don't know where you're going. So don't watch the start. The start might be rocky. When the plane take off, it not take off nice. But as soon as it reach in the middle, yes, when it start to climb and when it settle down, you enjoy your ride. And when somebody said to you, say, oh, was the ride? You say, boy, I could walk up and down, you know. But when the plane just a take off, a day and not move. You have to buckle down and stay put. So when you start, you stay put.
Stay abase. Listen to your pastor. Listen to your evangelist. Young people, I implore you today. I exalt you. Obey your voice of your leaders, and you shall reap the good of the land. God bless you today. In Jesus' name.
Glory to God. Glory. In the name of Jesus.
We leave the Wandsworth congregation at their altar call.
Hallelujah.
This service can be found in full on the PCM Wandsworth YouTube channel. Services are live streamed on YouTube at least once a month. Please feel free to worship with us online. If you are able to join us in person, you can find information regarding our address and transport links on our website, pcmcwandsworth.co.uk. So until next time, what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch, fight, and pray. God bless you.